Madam Chair, based on your agenda, what we have done is two items there, the information items, we're going to hold over for the January meeting. That is the Mountain Goat Action Plan and, help me guys, which, oh, the Sioux Falls Outdoor Campus Expansion.
Yeah.
And I'll just take a couple of minutes real quick to do the license report for you, and you can go direction you'd like to then, if that's okay, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
So number 19 in your book, I won't spend too much time. Again, an important note I want to share is that we've talked numerous times about our license year. Our license year begins on December 15 and then goes through the following December 14. So we are, do my math here correctly, 9 days shy of the end of our license year. And so we're just a little over a week before we'll start our new license year. So the numbers that you have here in your report reflect through the end of November. At the January meeting, then we can give you a full report on the license year, if I may. But bottom line is, I'm not going to go into too many specific numbers, but hit a few highlights. In the combination licenses, we're seeing those same trends. License sales have been very strong. They look really good, both hunting and fishing across the board. So we're very pleased with that as we finish up the license year. On that first page there on combination license, in particular, you see how that combination license revenue has jumped ahead from the previous couple of years. I don't know if we're exactly recruiting more seniors or if we're getting more seniors moving up into that category. I'm not sure which one that is, but certainly it is always nice to see that folks are continuing to participate in those great outdoor activities of hunting and fishing. If we go to the next page, which is habitat stamp, again, numbers look really strong, very, very similar from a revenue standpoint. For the last couple of years, we've typically come in at the end of the year right at about that $5.3 to $5.4 million, and right now we're at that $5.34, so that hits right on with license sales and where we're at. So that remains very strong. Going on to the next page, which would be the small game license sales. Again, just a couple that I would point out here to you on the residents, which would be the top lines there. We continue to see strong small game license sales for this year, and as well as youth small game. Certainly reflect of good weather and very strong bird numbers out there, and some very, very quality hunting opportunities that exist across the state. So those look real good. And on the non-resident side, again, small game, we're certainly above where we were the last 3 years, which is very positive, encouraging to see that. We'll see where we end up here in a couple weeks with final small game license sales for non-residents. Again, the shooting preserves remain strong, and you look at them collectively there, can't be happy enough about where numbers are at, what license sales are at. They look really strong, really good, and very encouraging to see that. And again, a carryover of good habitat conditions, good bird numbers, and some really good pheasant hunting weather. If we go to the next page, would be fishing licenses. Again, those remain strong. The non-residents just lagging behind a little bit in comparison to last year again, but again, we've saw that all year long, and probably most likely reflection of the truncated ice fishing season we had last winter. We didn't have much of an ice fishing season, and just was hard to catch up a little bit there. But what we do know is fishing has been phenomenal in South Dakota all summer and into the fall here. You heard, as they call themselves, Bill Squared earlier, Bill Wackley and Bill Hines from the Walleye Coalition, the phenomenal fishing they've seen on the Missouri River, and we've seen that across the state as well. So things look really good there, and very pleased on what that trends look like, and continue to see strong fishing license sales. So those were a couple of the highlights that I wanted just to hit, Madam Chair, for you from a license perspective. I'd certainly try to answer any questions, but again, we'll come back at the January meeting and give you a full update on the calendar year. Fee package? Oh, just a reminder on that. Thank you, Secretary Roebling. So again, with the season, the license season beginning on December 15th, the fee package that you all worked so hard on and our department worked hard on, pulling that together, those will now become effective on December 15th with the new license year, okay? So folks that are buying their license starting December 15th, or renewal that happens after December 15th, those new fee packages, that new fee structure would go into place beginning here in just a couple of days. So we'll continue to monitor that, track that, and as we provide reports in the future, we'll have to put those asterisks and talk about how those look a little bit different because of the fee package associated, but we'll really focus on numbers and trends and things like that. So again, we'll share a more detailed report at your January meeting on a year-end sale.
Very good, thank you. Any questions for Director Kirschman on the license sales reports? With that, that takes us to the end of our December meeting. We'll move our remaining two items, as Director Kirschman said, to January. We will be back here in the Capital City in January, so we'll look forward to seeing everyone then. I know I will wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Before we adjourn, Secretary Roebling, any final thoughts?
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and just want to thank the Commission for great questions, great dialogue. Thank the staff for great presentations. And just want to remind the public that hunting seasons aren't over. We still have some great pheasant hunting in front of us here. The weekend weather looks phenomenal. It's going to be highs in the 50s, actually. So get out there and enjoy the great outdoors. Pheasant numbers are strong. Pheasants are congregated. They're usually in these wetland complexes or in the trees. So go out there and hopefully find some birds. Looking forward to the January meeting. Hope everybody has a great holiday season. And we will give folks a legislative update in January and kind of talk about session, which is right around the corner. So thank you, Madam Chair, and safe travels home, everyone. Thank you.
Very good. With that, we need a motion and a second to adjourn.
So moved.
Moved by Bartling.
Second.
Seconded by Locken. All those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, we are adjourned.